We've got over all the major hurdles.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you mean? Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, yeah and absolutely.
No, you don't. You were being all, you know.
All what?
All Susan-y.
Since I am Susan, that's a tad unspecific.
You were being all, I'm Susan. I'm sensible. I know better than you. I make lots of lists. I've got the perkiest little bottom in all of Toyland, and I trot along the street like a happy trotting elf. I'm sorry. I just opened my mouth, and there was a bit more in there than I was expecting.
Where did happy trotting elf come from?
Just off the top of my head. I didn't have time to think of anything nice.
Whole world of scary insight right there. Okay, there are two major hurdles. The first time you have sex.
Ooh, done that one. Hurdled that one. Been back a few times, checked. Trust me, it's hurdled.
And then, much more importantly, much more significantly.
What?
You'll find out.
You have got to tell me.
Who, me? Santa's bounciest helper? Susan the happy trotting elf?
You told her about that?
You're in on the trotting elf? This is some kind of shared joke that I'm not a part of.
You are a part of it. You're the butt. Okay, that was going to sound better.
Oh, Susan, we were just having a laugh.
A few glasses of wine, you know.
So a few glasses of wine, a few laughs, and it's Susan the happy trotting elf.
It's nothing nasty. I'll fax you the lyrics.
The lyrics?
I'll fax them over.
It's a song?
Actually, I thought you did fax them.
Well, not to Susan.
It's a song and it's been distributed?
We were drunk. It was late. We had an amusing song and a fax machine. There are some things you just can't fight.
Who did you fax?
Oh, people.
People?
It's a blur. You've got to get more relaxed about this kind of thing.
No, I am relaxed. It's fine, it's okay. I've got a sense of humour. Just, you know, don't want to feel left out now that I'm the sensible pregnant one.
You know what? You should come round. You should join in the song.
Yeah!
We'd have much more fun if you were there.
And we wouldn't need the blonde wigs.
I just wanted to see his flat. I don't think he interpreted it as an offer of sex.
Jane, things men are capable of interpreting as an offer of sex. Hello. Oh, look, it's raining. My boyfriend's just been kidnapped by drug smugglers. Get out.
Isn't this the ladies?
Sorry, just washing my hands.
And the money's for...
Do you get these free in the ladies?
Apparently.
Yeah, well, I think in terms of humiliating myself in front of a complete stranger, this couldn't get much more embarrassing, could it?
So how are you these days, Steve?
Great.
We met at my office party. Jeff invited you, I think. And you spent the whole evening arguing with some woman about Crippen. Yeah, I was rather insulted. I seem to remember I was trying to chat you up at the time.
Oh.
So, have you seen that woman recently?
Define recently.
Okay, look, I better...
No, hang on. Maybe we could, meet up sometime?
Well, yeah. You know where I work. Jeff's got my number. Nothing to stop you from calling me.
Great.
Great.
Where are you going?
In there.
Why? What are you going to do?
Do you know, that's not a level of detail most people look for.
Sorry, still using it.
What?
I haven't finished. I was on a break.
What, you popped out to wash your hands during your...
Yes. It's been a tricky one.